Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away. In contrast to the Synoptic Gospels, John presents Mary Magdalene alone on Easter morning, the first and sole witness to the empty tomb. In the opening verses of today's text, Mary is a solitary figure whose final act of devotion has been disrupted by a missing body. And after Peter and John quickly come and go, it's Mary who is left alone again, weeping outside the tomb. Much has been written about Mary Magdalene, and many have speculated about her place in the story of Jesus. Luther himself suggested that Mary Magdalene was the sinful woman in Luke 7. Who entered the home of Simon the Pharisee, interrupted the dinner party he had thrown for Jesus, and with repentant weeping, anointed his feet with her tears. And while there are some really compelling connections that you can draw from this assertion, the truth is that we actually know very little about Mary Magdalene from Scripture. But what we do know is that Mary Magdalene had personally experienced the healing power of Jesus when he cleansed her of seven evil spirits. And from Scripture, we know that Mary Magdalene was there on Golgotha when Jesus suffered and died. And we do know from Scripture that Mary Magdalene watched carefully and quietly as Joseph of Arimathea placed the dead body of Jesus in his own new tomb. And we also know, beyond any doubt, with the witness of all four evangelists, that Mary Magdalene was one of the first to see the risen John's gospel gives the most intimate telling of this story. As Mary grieved the loss of the one who had spoken to her so many words of grace, one who had proclaimed to her the forgiveness of her sins, of one who had shared with her the words of eternal life, she had not only lost a loved one, but in the death of Jesus, the source of her faith and the reason for her hope had also died. The other gospel writers all include at least one other woman in their accounts of that first Easter morning. And John's gospel doesn't dispute this. But understand this. In that moment of pain and loss and confusion, Mary Magdalene was very much alone. And it's in this moment, when hope had flown, it's in this moment when there was nothing left for her to do, it's in this moment of utter loss and abject isolation that Jesus appears to Mary. That Jesus is present to Mary. That Jesus, in a completely miraculous and mystifying manner, presents himself bodily to Mary Magdalene. and in a response that served both as a confession of faith and an acknowledgement of need. Mary Magdalene says the only thing she can say: "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And to this humble and bewildered state, God speaks her name: Mary. Dear brothers and sisters, today, the risen Christ also comes to you. Today, the risen Christ is also present to you in his body, in his blood, and through his life-giving word. Jesus Christ comes to you today in the most intimate and personal way possible. And in this divine action, your sins are absolved. Your life begins anew. And today, in the presence of the risen Christ, you too are sent into a dying world with a word of life. The Treasury of Daily Prayer tells us that Bernard of Clairvaux called Mary Magdalene the apostle to the apostles. And this is really a wonderful title for this enigmatic disciple. You see, Jesus commissioned Mary to speak the first word about the resurrection and to speak it to those he would later commission to speak it to the world. And when this sent one found the disciples, she announced with certainty and with joy these words of life: "I have seen the Lord." Today, the risen Christ comes to you. He calls you by name. He assures you of your place in his kingdom. And today, you and I and the whole church can together speak with certainty and with joy: "I have seen the Lord." Go now with the peace these words of life promise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.